Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance.
We are back, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. Mark is with us. And we're going to talk about travel today. We got a couple different guests that are going to come in and talk about different upcoming travel opportunities. So, Mark, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, you are part of a group that we had on a little while back, right?
McLean County All Present and Accounted For Project.
Yeah.
Through Suzanne Krause.
Yeah. So Suzanne was on a year or two ago, at least. If you remember, you guys have a project going on where they take unknown graves, right, of former military service members and try to figure out who they are, and then also restore old grave sites and those types of things.
Yeah, the part that I was involved in was when I was a teacher at Tri-Valley High School, was we did a service learning project that involved cleaning all of the cemeteries in our school district and then paying special attention to the World War I McLean County veterans. And Suzanne has a list of all the veterans that were buried within Illinois, within the United States, and overseas. And we've been paying special attention to those because it was the 150th anniversary of the 100th anniversary of the First World War.
Gotcha. As a history buff yourself, as a history teacher, that probably fits well into both the curriculum and then probably just your passion for history, I would assume.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, I collect military historical items, and I've led a lot of student-based trips to different places overseas, such as Normandy and some of the battlefields there, a lot of ancient Roman places. We've gone to Italy multiple times. So, yeah, I'm really interested in that.
Awesome. So, a lot of folks probably don't know that there's a lot of military service members that are still buried in Europe from World War I and II. Tell us a little bit about that.
This trip specifically is based on World War I, but we're going to see several battlefields. It's a 10-day trip, and we spend the first 2 days in Paris, where you can go see the sites and get acquainted with Paris. There's a special entry into Les Invalides, which is Napoleon's military museum, one of the largest military museums in the world. And from there, we go to all of the different battlefields of World War I. We spend 3 days in Reims, and then we'll go out from there, do day trips to each of the battlefields, and then an overnight in Lille, and then the final 2 days will be in Paris again. And what we plan to do is we plan to go to these cemeteries and the battlefields and honor the McLean County veterans, as well as all the veterans that are still buried overseas.
Awesome. How many McLean County veterans are there?
I think there are 9 or 10 of them in the various cemeteries that are still buried over there, and we're going to search out each one of them.
Cool. If the family wants to bring the body home, do they have that option, or is it kind of...
I do believe that every family has the option to bring a body home. I don't think that the ones that have been interred since World War One and World
sure.
War Two will be brought home.
Yeah,
but yeah, you can. The government usually will pay for it if they can identify the body and everything.
Yeah,
but a lot of the veterans and even the families feel that since they gave their lives over there with their comrades, that they should stay over there with their comrades.
The World War I often seems like the overlooked war as far as world wars go anyway.
It is to a certain extent. We weren't involved that long. It started in 1914 and ended in 1918, and our involvement overseas only began in 1917. And quite honestly, when the war ended, we were about to make a major push, and that would have been our first major involvement in that war.
That's awesome. And then obviously a lot of kind of the fallout from World War I is what led us back into World War II, not too long after.
Oh, most definitely. The terms of the Versailles Treaty, and then of course the Depression, and the rise of the fascist dictators and things like that, you know, just shot us right back into the Second World War.
Absolutely. So what, if folks are interested in the trip, can they get involved?
Oh, yeah, sure. Most definitely. We're running it through a company known as ACIS, the American Council for International Studies. And it's mostly a student-based company. For the last 20 years, I've been taking high school students over to Europe. But they also run adult trips, and this is one of the trips that's on the adult side. And they're just a fantastic company, and they have all sorts of different levels of trips and things like that. And this is one of their premium adult type of trips.
What, for folks that might be interested, what's probably the type of person, I guess, that you think would be interested? I mean, are we looking for history buffs or...
We're going to make it a general trip. I mean, it's going to be specifically for going to the battlefields and cemeteries. But the first two and the last 2 days in Paris, you can do anything that you want. The tour manager and I run the group, and we'll take you to the Louvre if you want to see artworks. We'll go past Notre Dame since we can't go into Notre Dame anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to do the Reims Cathedral because it's a beautiful Gothic cathedral. And we're going to spend a day probably in the Champagne area of France. So I imagine we'll have some really fine food and some very good champagne.
My extent of travel in Europe is Portugal and Spain. And they have fantastic wine over there.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, my student trip over spring break this year is going to Spain, Morocco, and Italy. And we're really looking forward to it, especially in March. The weather's beautiful in Spain.
I would assume that as you get up, well, probably most of Europe, I would assume, especially France, that there's just battlefields everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Probably much more. So I lived in Maryland for 5 or 6 years. And on the East Coast of the United States, if you've never been, there's just battlefields everywhere. You can't drive 20 miles without...
Oh, they're all over the place. As a matter of fact, I started a what we call Living History Reenactment Group when I was teaching at Dry Valley, and we're still very active. And we create the Civil War soldier, as well as the soldiers from World War I and World War II, as well as Vietnam.
Nice.
And we do living history displays. So, yeah, I've been all over those battlefields.
See, Korea, another war that kind of gets overshadowed by the others.
It does, most definitely. And my father served in Korea. But nobody ever thinks. It's called the Forgotten War.
Yeah.
And we just don't think about it. Nobody wants to think about it. After World War II and the success there, we didn't have much of a success in Korea.
Yeah, and then even probably bigger failures in Vietnam to some extent.
Yes, most definitely.
We get the ends of the spectrum there. My grandfather served in Korea. He did the laundry on a base in Korea. So every time I've talked to him about it, he's like, I just did laundry. That's all I did.
My father was a pilot of a B-29 bomber.
Oh, nice.
And so he flew in Korea.
It's probably more fun than doing laundry.
I would probably think so.
Oh, man, I hate doing laundry.
Yeah. Just not the bailing out part. He was shot down once.
Oh, really?
By a MiG jet airplane. They were brand new on the scene.
Yeah.
They had never seen them before, so it kind of just took them by surprise.
MiG jets, still what they were flying in what's the movie that I'm trying to come up with Tom Cruise?
Oh, Top Gun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Were they still flying MiG jets in Top Gun?
Yeah, the Russians still have various styles of MiG jets. They've gone from the very beginning of the Korean War and all the way up through the brand new jets.
Wow. So if folks want to get involved, how do they get a hold of you or find out more about the trip?
You can give myself a phone call if you want some personal information at 663-2482, and just leave a message because I'm never around. I'm always teaching.
Yeah.
Or you can go to acis.com and look up my name, which is McBride, and the number is 48506. Or you can get a hold of Suzanne Krause. She's got her email, I believe, on the information, and she will tell you all about it as well.
Awesome. So when is the trip?
The trip is in October, but it closes down this Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
So you don't have a whole lot of time if you're interested.
You better get on it. Yeah. For folks that might be on the fence, do you have an idea on the cost range? for just a ballpark?
I think the cost is around $3,200 to $3,500.
Wow, that's
for
not
a 10-day trip.
No, yeah.
It's pretty good. I have a second trip that also closes on February 14th.
Okay, where's that one?
And that one goes to London for 6 days, and it also involves taking in a Cub Cardinal game.
Oh, nice.
And it's the same weekend of the Queen's birthday celebration too. So there'll be a whole lot of stuff going on.
A lot of turmoil in the royal family these days.
Yeah, it's interesting. It really is. Plus Brexit.
Yeah, yeah. Happy Brexit to everybody. If you missed over the weekend, we had Groundhog's Day and Brexit. Did you see? Are you big into politics and?
Well, being a history teacher, I keep up on it.
Did you see the video of Nigel Farage at the EU and his kind of closing statements?
No, I didn't. I missed that.
It was hysterical. You should go to, if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube and watch it. It's probably, I don't know, 5 minutes long or something, but it was pretty funny. I've been a big fan of Brexit since the British voted to get out of the EU. I think that they're probably better off on their own, but.
Yeah, well, we'll see how all that happens.
Yeah, we'll find out in the long run, absolutely. Well, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
What's the phone number again for people to get more information?
309-663-2482. That's my home number. You'll just have to leave a voice message.
Awesome. Well, everybody, if you're interested in going to London or to France, give Mark a call and have a great trip.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in. You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio.
Catholic Spirit Radio is here for you 24 hours a day. And just by tuning in, we help you learn about the beauty of the Catholic faith. If you're listening today and liking what you hear about the truths and traditions of the Catholic faith, maybe this is a time that you take a bold step. Whether you desire to become a Catholic, wish to return to the Catholic faith, or simply want to know more about the faith, find out how to take the first step by inquiring at any of the local Catholic churches, asking a Catholic friend, or contacting Catholic Spirit Radio. God's welcoming and loving arms found in the Catholic faith are waiting for you.
We are back, Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. This is Jason Bramley, and we are doing our travel show today. So if you just missed the first segment, Mark was here talking about taking a trip to Europe to see World War I soldiers and battlefields, specifically some guys from McLean County. So that sounds like a cool trip. We also have a guest in from Epiphany.
Yes.
That is going to talk to us about a trip that they're taking with Father Heppner, who was on the radio last weekend, to, where are you guys going? Italy.
We are going all throughout Italy. We've got a couple different sites. We'll start in Milan, and then we go to Venice, Padua, Florence, Siena, and then we end our trip in Assisi in Rome and have a papal audience at the end of our trip.
Oh, fancy. How'd you get that lined up?
Through the tour company.
Yeah. You didn't know somebody or...
No, I don't think we had a special in.
Well, Father Eric could have maybe gotten you in, right? He's been to Rome.
Yeah, he actually went to seminary there.
Yeah.
Was ordained by Pope St. John Paul
II. Still not enough pull, though, to...
Yeah, well, unfortunately, he's not going on this trip, this particular trip with us, so...
Yeah, so how did you get the trip started?
Well, my husband, Sean, and I both have always wanted to go to Italy, and we're thinking about traveling there ourselves, and... In looking in different ways to travel, we really wanted to go on a pilgrimage. We wanted to make it a spiritual journey, not just a sightseeing kind of trip.
Yeah.
And since we wanted to go on a pilgrimage, we thought we'd hook up with a tour company and invite a priest to go with us and open it up to anybody in the community who wanted to make this pilgrimage with us.
Nice. So how long is the trip?
It's 10 days. It's August 3rd through 13th. This summer, 2020.
Oh, you better get on it if you want to go, right?
Yeah.
Folks better get with you. What's the best way for them to get more information?
They can contact us directly by phone or by email. There's pamphlets that we have over at Epiphany Parish and at St. Mary's Parish. You can get them from my husband Sean and I, or from Father Timothy Heppner over at St. Mary's. Or you can email us. Our email is stevens62811@yahoo.com, and we can forward you all the registration information and itinerary.
Have you guys been on a pilgrimage before?
We have not.
No. Me
I'm
neither.
Pretty sure Father Timothy has, but my husband Sean and I have not. This is our first one, and it's our first time going to Italy. So we're very excited.
Yeah. Well, for folks that haven't been on a pilgrimage before, what do you think that they should kind of expect from the trip? Or
It's a little bit different from, say, an educational tour that you might take as a student, or kind of a sightseeing tour that they offer for different adult groups, in the sense that it's very spiritually based, that there will be time to go to other secular sites and historical places, but the primary focus is on going to Catholic sites, going to places that will encourage growth in your faith life and your spirituality. We'll have daily mass, as Father Tim will be with us, and times for confession as well as spiritual reflection. We'll go to different cathedrals and shrines each day of the trip. And it's not going to be as hurried or busy as some other trips might be. It's a full itinerary, but there should be time to kind of travel as well as pray and reflect and build relationships with each other, as well as growing in your relationship with the Lord.
Awesome. So now the one other thing too, I think a lot of times that's different for folks, you're not staying in the same place every day.
Yeah,
right?
Correct.
You're going to a new place probably almost every day.
Yeah, we have a change of venue, if
yeah.
you will, almost every day, because we're going to at least six different places.
So if you're the type of person that likes to go and, you know, unpack your whole suitcase in your hotel room when you get to a place and sit on the beach, a pilgrimage is probably not for you.
Probably not.
It's just keep moving.
Yeah, we keep moving, but not in a busied or hurried
yeah.
way. It should be somewhat relaxing, but it is a pilgrimage, and a pilgrimage is a journey.
Yeah.
So we will be journeying through Italy.
You've seen the itinerary. What are the big things you're looking forward to?
I'm really excited to go to the Vatican.
I mean, come on, that
was a long time, so that
answer.
Was easy. But I also really want to go to Assisi.
Yeah.
I love St. Francis, and my youngest child is actually named Francisco, and so I would love to go to Assisi and just kind of see where he walked and visit that particular city, but all of Italy is kind of a wonderful place to go to grow your faith life. So.
I think in the time that I have been to Europe, it's amazing to see the age of things, I guess. You know, I mean, people haven't been, people have been walking around Central Illinois for just as long, but like not in any type of recorded way that we would, I guess, care about or, you know, want to go see.
Yeah, it's very different in most of the Eastern world, and even in Europe, where things are hundreds, thousands of years old.
Yeah,
where you've got these buildings and these cities and these cathedrals that have been there for centuries.
Yeah,
and it's beautiful how ornate they are, how spiritual they are, the beautiful artwork and architecture that has gone into it, and how many people have prayed there and encountered the Lord there.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of the most impactful probably for a pilgrimage, is just knowing the number of people and the events and the things that have taken place where you're at.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to be the papal audience? How's that going to go?
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
I've never been to one before.
Yeah.
It is my understanding that it is not a private papal
sure.
audience.
It's like
be coming on. There
people,
could be,
yeah.
depending on what else is going on
yeah.
in Rome at the time, will depend on how large of a crowd there is. But
make sure you don't grab his arm, because he'll slap you. You know?
Yeah. I don't intend on touching the Pope in any way.
Well, you'll get slapped if
so
you do.
I will probably be at somewhat
another
of a distance.
Another video you can find on YouTube if you don't know what I'm talking about. For folks that are thinking about it, what's the cost? Do you have a ballpark kind of?
It's just under $3,800 per person, but you can start with just a $500 deposit and make installment payments. You do have to
Of course,
be,
it's in August, so you better get
yes,
those
Yes, you've got to be fully
started.
Registered and paid in full by June 3rd, 2 months before we leave.
Yeah.
But
so
it's
flying out of Chicago.
We're flying out of O'Hare. But if you are in another part of the country, I know there's some
sure.
people who are snowbirds who have said they're interested in going or aren't from Illinois who have been part of the Diocese of Peoria and gone to Epiphany or St.
Yeah.
Mary's in the past who would like to join us. You can get in touch with the pilgrimage company and figure out a way to get
fly your own
in
so
touch
is it,
with our
is
group.
Is it O'Hare to Rome? Where do you fly into, do you know?
We are flying... We're not flying into
to
Rome.
Milan.
We end in Rome, so we're flying into Milan.
Gotcha. Is that a direct flight?
It's my understanding that it is.
Ooh.
I'm not entirely sure.
Based on the itinerary, it looks like it is, but I mean, it doesn't say that there's not. That's a long flight.
Yeah. Once we know the size of our group, a final number,
yeah.
we'll know exactly what our flight
That'd
schedule
be fun.
Is. So it'll be a long one.
You can corner Father Heppner and get your confession and everything in on the flight. You'll have plenty
yeah.
of time.
He'll land very holy.
So what, for folks that are interested, what's the best way to get a hold of you or should they get a hold of Epiphany or?
It's actually not an Epiphany pilgrimage.
Okay.
We're just from gotcha. Epiphany. We're the music directors over there, so there's a lot of people going from Epiphany. But you don't have to be from Epiphany to go, and you don't have to be from St. Mary's or even from the Diocese of Peoria
yeah.
to go.
You don't even have to be Catholic, right? I mean,
you don't have to.
We'd prefer it.
Anybody,
if you're not, we're going to work on you while
you're
there. If
you're not, maybe you'll have a conversion.
Yeah.
And this Easter, you'll come into the church.
That's right. What? So how do they get more information?
They can go to, they can email us or they can contact the pilgrimage company directly. It's Catholic Pilgrimage Tours. Otherwise, we do have the brochures and the pamphlets and everything to register at Epiphany.
Gotcha.
So you can come to the parish office to get registration forms. Or if you call in, they have the brochures and can get
And what's your email address again?
It's Stevens, Stevens, 62811 at yahoo.com.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a fun trip. I appreciate you coming. I will have to say before you leave, John over there, huge fan of the Epiphany music.
Oh,
so
glad to hear that.
I'd have to tell you, he always says when he goes to Mass at Epiphany, he always enjoys the music.
Well, thank you.
I always complain about the rock band Mass that I have to go to sometimes, and he goes, oh, you should go to Epiphany because the music's way better.
Well, thank you. All the glory to God.
Yeah, he appreciates it. So thanks for coming in.
Yeah, of course. Happy to be here.
Yeah, hopefully you guys will have a fantastic trip. My wife and I are talking about going to Italy in June for our wedding anniversary, so we'll...
Well, if you want to postpone, you can come on our trip.
It's not going to be a pilgrimage. It's going to be a lay on the beach. So we'll have to do a different pilgrimage next time. Where if you're going to take another pilgrimage, since you've got Italy knocked off your bucket list, where's your next?
Two places that we're considering are Israel and Ireland.
Mm. So. There you go. Yeah. Israel and Ireland. Both would be on my list as well. Well, good. Well, thank you for coming in.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio.
Mothers, fathers, family members, friends. If you or someone you love is struggling with the pain of an abortion, you are invited to attend a Rachel's Vineyard retreat. Registration is being accepted for the weekend of February 7th through the 9th, 2020. Rachel's Vineyard in Peoria is a safe place to renew and rebuild hearts broken by abortion. Start your healing journey now. Find out more details and register by calling 309-264-1489 or checking the website rachelsvineyard.org. Scholarships are available. And of course, all communication is confidential.
Catholic Spirit Radio is here for you 24 hours a day. And just by tuning in, we help you learn about the beauty of the Catholic faith. If you're listening today and liking what you hear about the truths and traditions of the Catholic faith, maybe this is a time that you take a bold step. Whether you desire to become a Catholic, wish to return to the Catholic faith, or simply want to know more about the faith, find out how to take the first step by inquiring at any of the local Catholic churches, asking a Catholic friend, or contacting Catholic Spirit Radio. God's welcoming and loving arms found in the Catholic faith are waiting for you.
We are back, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. We have a fantastic guest lineup today. If you missed our first conversations with Mark and Jennifer, go back and listen to the podcast on the Catholic Spirit Radio app, or as always on Apple, iTunes, or on Podbean. And now we have the master of disaster, the expert of travel, Ben McKenna is with us. Ben, thanks for being here.
Jason, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk a little bit about travel in general and some different maybe tips for folks and religious travel and all kinds of stuff, right?
Absolutely.
We're getting into the travel season.
It's a, you know, it's a great time of the year. A lot of travel for the entire year is booked in the first 2 to 3 months. So this is a very busy time for us. It's a great time to start planning, not just for 2020, but also for 2021.
I like doing the last 2 weeks beforehand booking. Is that, would you recommend against that? Or,
you know, you can find some good deals, but it's really difficult because while you might find a deal on a cruise or a lodging, you're gonna possibly pay more in airfare.
And you don't really know if it's a good deal or not. Like, they tell you it's on sale, but how do you really know if it's a deal or not, you know?
Yeah.
If you weren't already researching it.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a lot of it's market price and perception is, you know what, I like to snag that extra 50%.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I can get that 50% off, it's always a good thing.
Absolutely. So we, Mark, our first guest, talked a little bit about taking a trip to Europe to do visiting some World War I battlefields and seeing some grave sites of local McLean County folks. Are history trips a big kind of segment of the travel, or?
We get a lot of history, but it's more of over a span and less specific. I got a lot of individuals looking for more regional icons, such as going to Italy, going to Paris, going to London. Really, really big interest lately in river cruises across all of Europe, including Asia and pardon me. Asia and Egypt, sorry.
Gotcha.
Some new
so
ones
a river
in Egypt,
cruise,
sorry.
That's like a floating hotel, right?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of the river cruises, you've got a floating hotel. You're going to have a smaller group of people. It's not like an ocean cruise.
I like ocean cruises.
And so you usually are going to sail at night, dock yeah. during the day, and experience the locale across the way, and you really go different regions. All across, specifically with Europe, you're going
yeah.
east to west, north to south. And so they're pretty awesome.
So when most people travel, are they looking for just relaxing on the beach, or are they looking for an experience?
You know, there's a mix. We've got a lot of people that are looking for an active trip. So I think a vacation, I want to relax for the most part.
Yeah.
Like a beach, go into a hotel, maybe see some scenery, catch a show, visit a tourist site. But a lot of people are looking for more active experiences. They're wanting to do biking of trails in a place they've never done, go walking, explore all around. And so more cultural experiences than yeah. just sitting on a beach.
Yeah, that would be my go-to, would be cultural experiences. You struck a nerve with me when you said biking on new trails. Not a good nerve either. I don't bike anywhere. I love doing any activity that I can do while drinking a beer, and I just find that biking is not conducive to drinking beers at the same time.
No, it's usually not a good
bowling,
idea.
I could do
Top Golf. I'm a big fan.
Anything to swing your arms, just not your feet.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a good. Yeah. Exactly. I don't mind sitting on the beach either, but it. I don't know. It would wear me out after. I like seeing new stuff.
I can usually do day two.
Yeah.
Part of the beach, but I want to see other things.
Yeah, I like experiencing new things, even if it's not. Even if it's a bad experience, I always feel like, well, I'll do it once.
At least you tried.
Yeah. Exactly. What do you think, what are some of the hot spots in Europe right now for travel that people are going to?
Right now, we've got a lot of people that are enjoying going over to France. It's been a hot year for people going to London. And like I said, the river cruises, one of the most popular ones this year for me is the Danube River. It starts at the Black Sea, goes all the way north up into Germany.
Nice.
Which is really cool. Several different countries across the way. You can do anything from an 8-day all the way up to a 28-day.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool.
So I'm assuming when things get popular, the price tends to go up.
The price tends to go up, but it's going to be based off of demand. So by having a travel agent such as myself on your side, you're going to know the ins and outs. So
yeah.
You might be able to take advantage of an upgrade that, while yes, it may be an upgrade, you're not going to pay as much for the difference because it's not as in high of demand.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah. So for folks that have never worked with a travel agent, what's kind of some of the differences as opposed to just going online or.
Yeah. So anybody can go online. You can check out prices, get a good idea of what it's going to cost you to go on a vacation, because many individuals find that vacations cost typically a lot more than what they're expecting.
Yeah.
And so you can go online and find a deal, which is great.
Most of that cost comes when you get there.
Absolutely. So things such as a resort fee, transfers, a lot of vacations or packages you might book. You book your air, then you book your hotel. But then how do you get to your hotel from the airport?
Yeah.
A lot of the, you go to a stand at the airport and you say, I'm going here, and you may get gouged, costing you $100, $200 for a trip for two or three people, versus if you prepay and plan with an agent, you can get your transfers for as little as $50 to $60 a person.
Yeah, I was shocked. The first and only time that I've been to Las Vegas, the price of the hotel room was like, I don't know, $70 a night. The price of the resort fee in Vegas was like $150 a night. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Right. I just actually booked a buddy of mine. He went to to New York for the weekend. Sorry. And was looking at the rates of the hotels, and he ended up finding one he really liked. It was a great price and fit all the boxes. And then he realized there's $70 a night, literally $70 a night in New York for resort fees.
Yeah.
Because
it's tax.
It's just what they want to charge.
Yeah.
That's
Mike Bloomberg's New York, by the way.
And then you got to add on parking and things like that. So if you're driving, so a lot of varieties, travel agent's going to help you understand those costs and those aspects.
I would think they'd probably help bring a lot of peace of mind too.
Absolutely. When clients book their vacations with me, they know that when they leave for their vacation, they're going to be on vacation. They're going to enjoy it versus having to worry about the unknown.
So what are some of what's your favorite place to go?
My favorite place, I have to say, is Walt Disney World. Yeah. I have a particular affinity for it. I absolutely love it.
One of these times you should take your kids.
Oh, my kids. If I could only go without my kids, that'd be great.
I would love to do Epcot without my kids. I think that, because again, I like to do stuff. I like to try new things. Like Epcot is like, if you've never been, it's basically like, not that any of it's like over the top. Well, the food's pretty good.
The food's really good in Epcot.
Yeah. You can just walk around and try different places, different countries.
What's wonderful is all of the countries around the world showcase. You can explore different cultures, different experiences. And what's great is Disney's actually brought in cultural ambassadors to actually help them be authentic.
Yeah.
And so
so they're not just appropriating culture, they're being authentic.
Absolutely. They're making an effort.
Yeah.
And so in the whole redesign of Epcot that they're going through right now, there's a lot of involvement, a lot of expansion on that.
I would love to drink my way around the world at Epcot.
You know, a lot of people do. When you're ready, let me know, and I'll help you plan a trip.
You're going to watch my kids for me. That's the part that
Grandma and Grandpa will help you out there.
Our kids, I don't know how many. We've been three times, I think. We got tickets from you last time.
Absolutely.
I think we've been three times, and they want to go back. They ask me all the time to go back. I don't know.
We just went back again in November. and they're already asking to go back, which I love. It's a great thing that they have that
yeah,
desire.
I wish they would love to. Yeah,
but unfortunately, they don't pay for the bill.
Yeah, it's expensive. I will say it's been far more enjoyable the subsequent trips we've taken, because again, I'm the guy that feels like we have to try and do everything. And so when you go the first time, if you've only ever been to Disney once and you didn't really enjoy it, I would tell you to try and go back, because all the things that you felt like you had to do and you stood in line for and then you did them and you didn't have to do them again, well, they're off the list. And so the second and third time we've been back have been much more like, okay, we know we enjoyed these handful of things. We'll devote whatever time it takes, you know, if we have to stand in line or whatever for those. But then we also know, okay, we did this one, you know, we did the teacups. We don't need to do the teacups ever again. We did the Dumbo ride. We don't need, you know, there's just ones that you're like, it's iconic to go once,
right?
But you don't have to do them again. And you get to where, okay, we've knocked all those things off. So if the kids just want to do Rock and Roller Coaster and they want to stand in line for it all day, then so, okay, fine. So what?
Yeah, it's absolutely a great time.
And, yeah.
And we've done that with our kids. It's kind of nice. We've got little ones, younger than yours. And as each time we've gone, each one's been able to do more and more and more. So it's kind of cool to track that progression and see what they
I think we've always gone, because they're free until they get to three, right?
Three is when you guys start paying for them.
Yeah, we've taken so many trips like the weeks leading up to one of their third, because it's like, okay, well, if we go now, that kid's still free. And right. When just getting in is so expensive.
It is, but I feel like it's worth it. The experience, and I had a client I was talking to this weekend, and she was discussing their latest trip, and as everyone's having a meltdown in the middle of the Magic Kingdom, and she looks
No, nobody has meltdowns in the Magic Kingdom.
And she's affirmed by the fact that there's five other families around her that are having the same exact problem.
Yeah.
And she's saying, I'm never going again, as she's walking out of the park, and then on the way home the next morning, we should start planning our next trip.
Yeah, I've always said if you leave the Magic Kingdom and the kids aren't crying and mom's not yelling at somebody, you did something wrong. Like, I don't, there's the tram ride out of Magic Kingdom at the end of the night. It's like everybody's just mad at everybody.
And we've really started to hone in on that, and a way to solve that problem is start making a break in the middle of the day. Whether you leave the park and go back for naps, go hit the pool for a little while, getting a little reprieve from the high density of people.
Which is why we're not real big on the, like, or we're, it's fine, but we're not, like, the days, because typically the park closes at 8, right? On a standard day.
It closes at 9.
At 9, okay. Yeah. But then they have all those other special days.
Right.
The special days are what kill you. I mean, if you leave at 9, if you get there at, you know, 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, whatever, and, you know, it's a long day, but hopefully it allows you to still function the next day. We've done some of those where we stayed late, and it's like, okay, yeah, whatever the thing was that they did, I think one of them was a Christmas thing, and I think one was maybe a Halloween thing.
Right.
Yeah, it was fun, but then, like, the next day and a half of your trip are just, a nightmare.
It's tough because a lot of people plan their trip, and they figure out where they're going to be at, what days, and then all of a sudden they decide, you know what, let's go ahead and do this extra party.
Yeah.
And it's great because you can stay in the park till midnight, you can have a lot of fun, but then you have the before and the after. Do you really want to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and hit the park at one park when you know you're going to be staying until midnight, or the next day? Do you really want to have a 7 o'clock reservation where you got to take an Uber and get there? It's tough. So you really have to plan and say, I know I want to go, and travel agent's going to help you with that. Something that I really enjoy I started asking clients at the beginning is, do you have an interest in any of these extras? The answer is no. All right, we're going to build your trip and we're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
If the answer is yes, I'm going to give you, because typically Disney's going to have standard days that they do things. So I'm going to build that in and let you know. So here, if you're interested in doing a Christmas party, here's a great day to do it. Let's plan around that so you don't have early or late reservations the day before or after.
Yeah, the last time we went, I decided that we were going to be the front row for the fireworks in front of the castle. And which before we've all, you know, we just we do what we do until it's like fireworks are going off, and then wherever we're at, we just watch them, which is fine. You, anywhere in the park, you can see the fireworks, right, and it's a good show. And but I was like, nope, we're going to be front row. So I, like 2 hours ahead of time, I was like, I'm taking the strollers and I'm going to camp out, you know, literally yep, right in front of the castle, right in the middle. And I sit there for like an hour, and then Kara comes over because, of course, her and the kids kept going to do stuff. And so, to your point, it was a great break for me. And but like an hour in, she comes, she's like, you have to move because you're in the, all these people's pictures and these people they're trying to take. And I'm like, no, I'm not moving. I'm staying right here. And it ended up being great. It was a great place to watch the fireworks, but it was. But you can watch them anywhere.
Absolutely. There's so many places to watch them. And one of the things that I've come to love over the last year and a half, 2 years, is fireworks dessert parties. Where you actually get reserved seating for the fireworks or reserved area. So you're not having to go and wait 2 hours like a Jason Bramley.
Oh, and you get dessert.
And you get dessert. You get dessert and you get beer. So you're really messed up there. So next time we'll talk before you go.
I'd say the best place we've ever seen the Christmas parade, we kind of like lucked into it. We had dinner reservations at the Italian place.
Tony on Town Square.
Yeah, and we were on the window, and then the parade came right by, and we're like, oh, this is perfect.
It's a great location.
We got lucky. So what's Disney got coming out that's new? Anything?
So
the last time we were there, it was like Toy Story.
Right, Toy Story opened in 2018.
Yeah.
Last year we had Galaxy's Edge, Star Wars Land, that opened up. Got to enjoy that.
Get Star Wars.
You know, I enjoyed Star Wars. I grew up with it, with the original
three. I've never seen it, yeah. I've seen parts of, like, I know Luke cuts his hand off, but that, I don't, other than that. I know
great he, like, trilogy and storyline.
His hood off or something, but other than that. My kids have never gotten into it, but we went to Disney, and, like, Riker's running around yelling about, let's go see Kylo Ren. I'm like, I don't know who that is. How do you know who that is? You're 3 years old.
Oh,
they know.
Every kid knows about Kylo Ren.
I guess.
It's education these days.
It is, yeah. So now they have a park or an area?
They've got an area in Hollywood Studios. It's a wonderful land. It's really immersive. It's really cool just to go in there and see the detail. You really feel like you're in a whole nother world. So Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run opened. Rise of the Resistance literally just opened at the end of December, or the beginning of December, sorry. So it's a total experience and immersion into the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah,
they've got Star Wars Land open or hotel opening up. The plan is for 2022, but then you also have the 50th anniversary coming up in 2021.
Oh, bro!
So as June approaches, we're gonna be heavily inundated in the clients wanting to go during the 50th anniversary. So.
Do I have to buy those bracelets again, or can I use the old ones?
You can use the old ones.
Nice.
Yeah. So once you buy a Magic Band,
another thing that like you show up and you're like, oh, I got to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, you told me ahead of time.
It's linked to your My Disney Experience.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to reuse them. If you stay on site, you always get them complimentary.
And it's nice to just get all the pictures. You don't have to, like, we didn't even take cameras.
Right. Yeah. When you,
which I remember, like when I went as a kid, it was, you know, like we spent more time waiting for my mom to take pictures when I was a kid and now it's just like, nope, we got your picture. Just keep going.
Right.
We'll get it to you when you get home.
Yeah, when you buy the memory maker with your package, a lot of people will say, no, I don't want it, and they'll realize they get on site.
Yeah.
Oh, I really wanted that picture. Well,
I can't imagine the server space that must be required at Disney to house all those pictures.
Absolutely massive. It's actually separate from...
Well, they keep them for months. Like 3 months or something, right? There's some time period.
Yeah,
and you think of the millions of people that go, and then the millions of photographs of the...
Yeah, so the average park visitors, they're going to be on there for about 90 days.
Okay.
For people with annual passes, they're on there longer.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, there's a point, you have 30 days to redeem your photos once you, from the last picture taken.
Yeah.
But they have I've found out that they have, they keep them for longer than they say that they're eligible to give them to you.
So what, other than Disney, what's your second favorite place to go?
My second favorite place?
Branson.
Branson. No, actually, believe it or not, I've never been to Branson,
Missouri. I've heard some people that have told me recently that Branson has like made 180 degrees turnaround. I mean, because my grandparents always went.
Yeah.
We went when I was a kid. Well, my grandfather was a wood carver. He had a a shop thing, whatever, in Silver Dollar City every
oh, that'd
year.
Be cool.
Yeah, so it was cool. I mean, but it was very, like, I can remember, and again, I was young, but I can remember, you know, going to some of the shows, because it was big on shows, and they were just very, I don't know, they were like the, every show was like the Oak Ridge Boys or something. Like, my grandma loved them, but, you know, and she's no longer here anymore. So Branson's apparently gone, you know. We're going to have to update this if we're going to stay relevant. And I've had some families with young kids who have gone in the last year or two that are like, we had a blast.
Right. Yeah. I really enjoy staying fairly locally.
Yeah.
We like to spend a lot of time going up to Chicago.
Yeah.
We've got
like
family
Chicago.
Up there. You know,
I like St. Louis.
It's not the city that it used to be. But it's enjoyable. It's yeah. cool to take the kids.
You
to
go
where,
to the Dells a lot, right?
Or we, no? We like to go up to the Dells. We go up a time or two a year. And take the kids up. It's a nice 3-4 day relaxation. They go in the water park.
Yeah.
And just play their hearts out.
Yeah.
Take some time midday. Go see it.
Yeah, that'd be a good show. That's only, experience. What, 3 hours?
Yeah, it's about 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours.
For some reason, I always hit traffic on the way home. It usually takes about 5.
Is that up 39?
It's up 39, yeah. Straight up 39 past Madison.
And, they got and all the potholes filled on 39, by the way.
Thank goodness.
No, they didn't. That'll never be done. That's the worst road.
They're
I don't understand.
There.
The traffic is not even that. I mean, like, as compared to 55, which obviously is a train wreck, but the traffic is so much less on 39, and yet it's constantly, the potholes are the worst.
Yeah, I feel like they've gotten better.
You stay in the left lane.
The
left
lane,
is great, and the right lane is just a disaster. I don't understand. But.
That's
a different
story.
Topic. Yeah, for a different day.
Yeah. So we like to stay local.
Yeah.
We've got 3 kids, one on the way here in another
Congrats.
4 weeks. So life's a little hectic. So it keeps us from traveling as much or as far. So
you're more along the lines of like multiple short kind of weekend trips.
Right.
For
yeah.
The year
we can fit
like,
them in. A little bit better.
Instead
so,
of like going somewhere for 10 days.
So once we stop using our vacation time for paternity leave, I think we'll be a little bit better off, have some more
What's
time.
What's paternity leave?
That's where you use your vacation time to be off with a newborn or little one.
I've got 5 kids. I have taken a combined 1 day off, I think, when they were born.
Well, and you know, you got to shut down at a certain point. So
I just don't want to have to be there when they're crying.
You know,
up in the middle of the night. John's got 2 twin infants at home. They cry constantly. No, he says no.
No, you know, our kids have always slept through the night. They've been pretty
Ours
good.
Always
so
did
I can't,
too.
I
Ours
can't
always.
Complain. And I've enjoyed that time with them.
Oh,
as much as I can.
Ours always slept through the night too. We've always had fat kids, so that helps. I think the fat ones sleep better.
they definitely sleep better.
They sleep better.
They fill up, and we always called it milk drunk.
So Branson. Yeah, I don't know.
So you like Branson? Have you been down there
recently?
No,
I haven't been.
No?
But I think we're going to go back.
No.
So I hear there's a good lake. And
There's a pretty big lake. There's some rivers.
What? Where else is close?
So close here.
It's 6 hours from here, 7, 8. What's my geography there? Nashville.
You can hit Nashville.
I like Nashville.
Do a lot. If you want to extend it about 8.5 hours, you can go down to...
Atlanta
the Smokies.
Is only 8.5, maybe 9.
Atlanta
right?
is a 2-hour flight. So I probably would opt for
you know,
that.
When you have 5 kids, dude, you just drive.
See, you know, I don't like spending that much time in the car with them.
I don't like spending that much money on plane tickets.
See, and that's it's a tough call.
And my kids are like beacons for TSA. For some reason, I think that they have a distrust for the federal government. I don't know why. They don't get that at home for sure. Riley, I can remember Riley being in the airport when she's like 4 or 5, and she's like poking fun at him, like, hey, do you think I have like weapons on me? I'm like, shh, stop talking to the TSA.
Yeah, we usually tell them to, all right, stay in line, let's stay quiet, keep your hands to your side.
You
let's
have
go through.
You have decently good children.
We bribe them.
My kids don't.
With
they
with
don't
a
care.
Quick bribe to get through TSA, that anything can happen.
So let's while we're on the topic of flight, I've never done the TSA pre-check. And here's my what my thought is on it, and then you can tell me that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
As a travel agent, the TSA pre-check line in the last times I've gone to the airport has become longer than the regular line.
Right. When you're flying regionally, absolutely, you're not going to have as long of a.
I mean, I haven't waited. I've been through O'Hare. I've been through St. Louis, Lambert. I've flown in and out of small places, Bloomington, Wichita. It seems like the TSA line, the pre-check line, has gotten longer. So why spend the money and go through a longer line?
It all depends on where you're at, the airport, and time of day. Time of day is really going to impact.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are getting it if you're flying on popular business days.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon, evening, Monday mornings, Fridays are always big time as well. You're going to hit some of that business traffic that individuals have it.
True.
I like to fly early morning.
Yeah.
So we get
me
through
too,
and
you still have a whole day whenever you get like.
Absolutely. So we're usually at the airport 4:15.
Best time.
Order to get through. Yeah, we're going to wait for a little bit for our flights, but we're straight through. No problem. Now that we've got, we're getting the fourth one on the way and we are starting to fly a little more. We're going to invest in the TSA pre-check. To be able to get through it. At Orlando, when we were coming back from Disney, I was in line for
If you have the pre-check and the line's long, you could still go in the other line.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing saying you have to go to pre-check. Yeah. And so we're gonna sign up for it. There's some nice events at the Bloomington Airport where you can actually go in and do it here locally versus having to find a large airport.
And I think that was the other issue. I think at the time that I looked into it, we had to go to Chicago to do it.
Right.
And it was, and then it would still take like 100 days to get it
correct.
Done.
Yeah, you can't plan your last minute trip in 2 weeks like you like to do.
Yeah, that's what
get
I have.
Pre-check.
Yeah,
that, it's
you
not
know
gonna
what?
Happen.
I probably made up the whole line thing just so I could feel better about myself. Now, the other thing, while we're on the topic for TSA, it seems like they've gotten less strict on some things, like taking, like say, breastfeeding bottles or bottles of formula or whatever.
Right.
I remember we had to dump some of those out at one point, and now they're back on the okay list. Is that right?
Yeah, there are a lot of items that you can take through. They're making more allowances, especially
for children,
with children and snacks.
Yeah.
And it used to be you couldn't really take
much anything.
Through.
Yeah.
Now they're a little bit more lax. In fact,
I hope that means
when I travel, my wife yells at me because I pack all of the medication, the kids' meds, they're all liquid, and my medication and deodorant and stuff, I throw it in a gallon-sized bag, and she tells me I'm going to get flagged one
of these
times.
Which you don't even have to take it out anymore, right?
You do still have to take it out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I do. As soon as I get up there, boom, I got my gallon bag full of everything that I think is going to be an issue.
But the rule is a quart-sized bag.
Oh, I've always used gallon.
You're 3-3-1, and so she yells at me. She says, you're going to get in trouble. And
I think I've always used a gallon bag.
I said, nah, I'm fine. They've never stopped me in all these years. Now, knock on wood, they don't do it next time. But
that I think
they have. They're not as strict. But
it drives me insane, people who are ill-prepared to deal with TSA.
Right.
It's basic. You take your bag, you open all the zippers, you grab your gallon baggie or whatever, quart baggie of stuff out, you set it in a separate tub.
Yep.
Everything has to be flat, you can't stack anything, so do not put your laptop on top of your iPad on top of your cell phone.
Right.
Flat. Don't worry about trying to, I see people, they need six tubs, they take one, and it's like, just take the five or six tubs. And then I also feel like, the one thing I feel like I've always tried to do at TSA, or through the check process, people get all flustered. You got to just take your time.
Right, take your time.
Take your
There's
time.
Not a rush, you're all going.
Right, take your time, get all the tubs you need, line them up, take your shoes off, take your belt off, take your coat off, take your electronics out, unzip your bags, put your thing in, and you'll be golden.
You know what the best part is? Is if there's space in front of you that someone can go, they're going to go. They're going to go around you. Nobody in the TSA is going to beat you up because you're taking too much time or someone goes in front of them that they can get through real fast while they're getting ready. One thing I like to do is I take all of the stuff out of my pockets, my keys and my wallet, my phone. I throw them in my suitcase. Throw them in a zip compartment.
Or unless,
in my belt, my shoes. I get it all off so that way when I'm ready to go through,
I think that's
I
a
can
good
just
point.
Walk.
Yeah. Or dress appropriate.
Yeah,
wear sweatpants. Wear tennis shoes.
Stuff that comes on and off.
Stuff that comes
easily.
On and off easily. Dress in, layers if you're, whatever. It's a lot easier than, if you're flying in somewhere for a business meeting and you have to be dressed when you get there, that's different. But if you're flying for a vacation and you don't have to be ready to go when you hit the ground on the opposite side, don't wear a belt. If you have a pair of pants, you can get away with not wearing a belt, like sweatpants or whatever, wear that.
Absolutely.
It'll be easier.
And I have a travel jacket.
Shoes that
I
come
wear.
On and off.
And stuff will go in there and it's the jacket comes off. It goes in the, goes in it and I'm done. Don't have to worry about anything. Don't have to fuss. So that's kind of nice.
So what's going to be the hot destination for 2020?
We're actually heading out west and we're going to check out Seattle.
Nice.
So my sister's been out in Seattle for about 5 years now.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time looking at stuff, looking at places to go, things to do. Actually helped quite a few clients that have gone out to Seattle. So we're looking forward to actually
going to go up to Vancouver.
We will not. No. So my sister's getting married in October. So we're going to go up there and
hang around.
We're going to check some of the northern experiences, maybe go on a whale.
I went to Seattle
trip
like almost 17, 18 years ago. And I said at that time that I felt like it was like the cleanest big city that I'd ever been to. But I hear it's not quite that clean anymore. They've kind
of... Yeah, there's been a lot of changes. Unfortunately, it's seen a lot of the West Coast that's deteriorated. Yeah. Poverty has definitely taken its toll. And is showing a
Vancouver
lot of
was beautiful, driving up the coast.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to checking out some of...
I thought you were going to tell me you're going to go to the Grand Canyon when you said out West.
No.
Have you been?
No, I've not been to the Grand Canyon.
I think it's
on the bucket list.
Again, when I was a kid, but I don't really remember. I mean, I remember it was
big. I want to do is I want to be able to experience all of the main attractions out around the Grand Canyon. So I want to be able to hit Grand Canyon. I want to do Yellowstone. I want to do Yosemite. Yeah.
I looked on a map. Yellowstone and the Grand Canyon are not really close.
They are not, but here's the deal. If you're taking the time to go out there, you make a nice two-week road trip.
My dad was in Desert Storm, and between the time that he graduated from basic training until he got deployed, we drove from St. Louis up to like Mount Rushmore in the Black Hills, and then down to Yellowstone, and then down to the Grand Canyon, and then back. And so I thought, I remember it being a good trip and everything, and 6 months ago or whatever, I was like, my kids would enjoy that. And I looked, that is like thousands of miles.
Right.
So I don't know how my parents... We took a Plymouth Horizon. Do you know what that is? It's a two-door hatchback. There was four of us. And there were nights we slept in it, I remember. Like, we were like, well, just, pull over in the little KOA and we'll just sleep in the car.
No, it definitely is going to take a couple weeks to do.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you get on the momentum and you have the enjoyment for the beauty and the scenery, it's worthwhile to continue that into the other location. So
I agree. Well, you got my blood flowing. I'm gonna have to go plan a trip somewhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let me know where you want to go and when you want to go. Start planning now.
Yeah.
What's great is a lot of trips you can secure with the deposit, fraction of the total price, and secure it for a future date.
Yeah.
Payments as you go.
Absolutely. If folks have questions about travel and stuff, is there a way for them to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. I can be contacted at B McKenna. That's MC. KENNA at enchantedmem.com.
Nice. And you're on Facebook all the time.
I'm also on Facebook. Put posts about great places to go.
Disney. Lots of Disney posts.
We've got Disney posts. We've got some great partners over with Hard Rock Hotels. They've got hotels across the Caribbean.
Nice.
Really love some of the Virgin Islands. Aruba's a great place. Year round, you get some hurricane protection. Which is nice. So it stays out of Hurricane Alley, and it's right along the equator. So it's literally around the same temperature year round.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming in.
I greatly appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. You're listening to Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You've been listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance. Download our podcasts at catholicspiritradio.com.